It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. It is college homecoming season, and that means football, dances, and alumni flocking back to their alma maters. At a small, historically black college in Bluefield, West Virginia, alumni have returned for homecoming, but to a campus that barely resembles the one they remember. It's now 90% white, the whitest historically black college in America. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji has the story.
I'd like to introduce you to a few proud members of Bluefield State College's All-Black Alumni Association.
I am Mildred Washington. I was Mildred Harrison on campus from 1951 to 55.
Okay, it's Lois Mans, graduated in 1969.
People from Bluefield, you're there in the 40s and 50s. This is Go-Go.
83-year-old Gloria Brown, or Go-Go, class of 51, can't believe how few black students there are.
You could shoot one of them AK-47s and not touch anything that looked like us.
My room was right through those trees, the last grade, in the basement.
Lois Mann's class of 69 points to the School of Business, which used to be the girls' dorms.
Every time I come over, somebody says, oh, you need to come over and see it. I said, no, absolutely not. It is just too painful. When I think about what was and what is now, I don't want to revisit.
The dorms are gone, closed down decades ago. Same with the football program. Homecoming's just not the same, says Lois's brother, Russell Manns, class of 64.
You couldn't move on this campus from Wednesday through Saturday on this campus with people coming back to be here for all the festivities. So it's just enjoyable.
The Bluefield State the Manns remember had a lively homecoming, dorms, a football team. But what they miss most is a campus full of students who looked like them.
It was created basically for the black population of southern West Virginia to give them an opportunity to get an education.
The campus is carved into a hilltop overlooking train tracks that separate the white part of Bluefield from the black part. But by the 50s, the college was attracting African-American students from all over the country because it was well known for training excellent teachers. Over the course of a half a century, all that changed.
To someone who's not familiar with the region and the area, it does look suspect to see a school that goes from being almost exclusively black to largely white.
That's Jim Nelson. He's white and a Bluefield, West Virginia native. Nelson's been this school's media relations guy since the early 90s, and he's pretty used to explaining how Bluefield State became the whitest historically black college in America. He says, one, West Virginia's white.
You're sitting in a small southern West Virginia city in a state with 3% African-American population.
Two, desegregation gave African-Americans more school choice. At the same time, the GI Bill brought whites from southern West Virginia onto campus. And then there's number three.
The bombing that took place at the Student Union building right at the Thanksgiving break.
Wait, what?
The bombing that took place at the Student Union building right at the Thanksgiving break.
It was 1968, and students bombed the gym with dynamite. Black students. It happened not long after Dr. King was assassinated and 2 years after Bluefield State got its first white president. So things were tense. The dorms were closed as a result and never reopened. And that's where all of the out-of-state black students lived.
The National Guard killed people at Kent State. They didn't close a single dorm. So why did you close dorms at Bluefield State because of a bombing that didn't injure anybody?
That's Lois Mans again, class of 69. Mans, like almost all the members of the Alumni Association I spoke to, blames the loss of a strong black presence to the shutdown of those dorms.
So I think the reaction basically showed their own racist agenda. Now, that may not be a popular thing, but, you know, if somebody thinks differently, then man up, speak it to my face.
Without the dorms, Bluefield State's a mostly white commuter school. The students skew older and are often trying to balance work, school, and family, like Heather Hall. She helps run a farm and has two kids.
Their homecoming's tomorrow as well, so I'm picking theirs over college. Sorry.
I asked Hall if she knew she was attending a historically black college and what that means to her.
Honestly, I don't know a whole lot about the history. I know that this campus feels like home to me. I'm perfectly comfortable being here and not being of an African race. I just like it here.
Now, while a majority of students at Bluefield State look like Heather Hall, 10% of its budget comes from the federal grants for being a historically black college. Once an HBCU, always an HBCU. It doesn't matter how many black students go to the school. And that won't change unless the law is changed.
It's tough. It's kind of, you know, bittersweet. You have mixed emotions about it.
Danielle Haynes, class of 2013 and last year's homecoming queen. Haynes is black and comes from a line of Bluefield State College graduates. Her mom, aunts, and uncles remember when the school had more black students, dorms, a football team, and homecoming was a big to-do.
I get it. We love the history here, and it's so amazing to hear about it. But my generation, we're not so much hardened by the fact that we don't look like HBCU. We just love our school for what it is. You know, they say they found comfort here. They found family here. And I did too. And it doesn't look exactly the same, but I did too.
In the spirit of homecoming, student government organized a dinner and dance. It was sparsely attended, but the 100 or so students who showed up line danced to the Cupid Shuffle and munched on mini pulled pork sandwiches. The homecoming king and queen were both white this year, and nobody seemed fazed. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
And Shireen is part of NPR's Code Switch team, reporting on race, ethnicity, and culture. To learn more about Bluefield State, America's whitest historically black college, check out the Code Switch blog at npr.org.